Notice that every single thing in your life, every single person in your life, you have assigned a role to. Every person that you have in your life, this is my friend, this is my coworker, this is my dentist, this is my so-and-so. Every single person in your life, you assigned a role to. And people can come into your lives and suggest a role. They can suggest to you and say, hey, I can be your this or that. But ultimately, it is you who assigns people roles, whether they suggest it or not. You didn't have to do that. We assign people their roles in our lives. They might agree with them or disagree with them. But in our heads, every single person that we look at and that we keep in our lives has a role assigned to them by us. And every single time they do something that in our minds is not included in that role or that they shouldn't be doing, we get disappointed. And that disappointment becomes a problem. We say, well, this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend, this is my friend, this is my brother, and they didn't even show up to my birthday. A girlfriend is supposed to be there for you on important days, on bad days. They're supposed to support you. Your siblings are there to be there for you, and they didn't even show up to this. Or they knew I was nervous about my doctor's exam, and they didn't even call me to ask how it went. It is us who assign that role to them, and it is our expectation of them. And people are aware of this. And so people who want to please you will make sure that they fulfill the role that you assign to them as best as they can. But all our problems come from the frustration, from the disappointment of the roles that we assigned to others. We did that. So let's ask ourselves this. What if we didn't assign any roles to anyone? What if we just stopped living in that way? What if we just let people be the way they want to be? What if we didn't assign them any roles and make up roles and then try to forcefully hold them to those roles? What if we did something else with our time and our efforts and our expectations and our energy and our thoughts? What if we did something else instead? Whatever you'd like it to be, you can put all that energy that you spend all day servicing your own roles that you think you have in other people's lives and checking up on the roles that you have assigned to people in your life. What if we just took all that time and energy and just lived our lives without owing anything to anyone? And not telling other people that they owe anything to us. Every single frustration, every single disappointment, every single disillusionment, every single betrayal, every single so-called abandonment that we receive in our lives is a result of the frustration, of the disappointment, of the roles that we have assigned to those people. If we had not assigned those roles to them, they could not have failed at them, failed, so to speak. Why do we want anyone to be a certain role? What is wrong with us that we need others to be perfect in some certain role that we, for whatever reason, assigned them? Whom are we serving? Are we serving them by doing that? Not one bit. Are we serving ourselves by doing that? Certainly not. And even if we did, that would be selfish. And is it right to be selfish? Is it right to use someone else for oneself? But I give them a role in return. I am something for them in their life. Yeah, but you only give it in return because you ask for something in return. What if we didn't ask at all? I'll tell you what would happen. We would have no problems. If we did not assign roles to other people, whether they always fulfill them or not, it's always a source of problems. Even if they fulfill them, until they fulfill them, we wonder, are they going to fulfill them? We're anxious. What if they can't, won't, don't fulfill them? What if they fulfill it so many times, but what if they don't fulfill it the next time? What if they don't fulfill it or are not able to fulfill it, are not alive to fulfill it until the rest of my life? All anxiety, all issues, all anger, all disappointment come from problems, and all problems come from assigning roles to the people in our lives. If we stop assigning roles to the people that are in our lives, we will instantly stop having problems. So why not try that? Let's try taking away one role from one person and see what happens. If it doesn't work, you can load 10 more roles on them the week after if that experiment doesn't work. So there's no risk whatsoever. Let's just experiment. Let's take one role away from one person. Let's not expect anything of that person, and let's just have them be. And vice versa. Let's take away one role that we have assumed to have in someone else's life from ourselves, and let's see what happens. Do we really owe anything to anyone? And does anyone really owe anything to us? So this is what I encourage you to do, to look at, to further show yourself that problems are not real, that in fact problems do not exist, that you don't have any problems, and no one that you know has any problems. To further show you this, demonstrate you this, make an experiment in your life. Take the roles away. See what happens. You'll be fine. You'll be better than before. And your loved ones, so-called, if you truly love them, they will be better.